In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm going to read the scripture from what the church gave us yesterday, Sunday. "But about that day, the day of the Lord, when he comes in glory, or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come, when Jesus comes in glory. It is like a man going out on a journey, when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, at midnight, or at cockcrow, at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch, keep awake." I want to talk about the wedding of a Middle Eastern person. The wedding is something like this. We were at Cana in Galilee and visited the church, and next door to the church there was a wedding going on. And all these women were dancing with each other. And so I said to them, "Where is the groom?" "Oh, the groom is getting ready." "Getting ready." His attendants are washing him and perfuming him and flowering him. It sounded like Jesus, that he is hidden now. He is the bridegroom who will come again to judge the living and the dead. Oh yes, keep watch, stay awake, don't miss it. I don't know how many people really believe that Jesus is coming back again, because he's been gone 2,000 years. And you know what Peter said? One day is as 1,000 years with the Lord, and 1,000 years, that's one day. So Jesus has been gone 2 days. Oh yes, stay awake. He's coming again. The bridegroom comes to meet the bride, which is the church, and we need to be without spot or wrinkle. Oh yes, the bridegroom is coming. Are you ready to meet him? You see, Advent, the first week, talks not about the baby, but about the bridegroom coming, and we need to be watching. We need to be alert. We need to wait for his coming. The second week of Advent is about John the Baptist preparing the way of the Lord's ministry. And the third week is also about John the Baptist. The fourth week is about Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of God. Oh yes, we don't think about the coming of the Lord until the 18th of December. Yes. This is what it's all about, waiting for the bridegroom. Stay alert. Stay alert. He's coming. He's coming as your judge, to judge the living and the dead. I think I know what he's going to say to us when he comes. Have you learned to love? Have you learned to love? That's a very important question. Have you learned to love? Well, this person really hurt me. Have you learned to love and to forgive that person in the name of Jesus? And if you can't forgive him by yourself, go to the crucified Lord and just say to the crucified Lord, I want to borrow your forgiveness for this person. Yes, it's all about borrowing the forgiveness from Jesus. We have no forgiveness in and of ourselves. We need to borrow the forgiveness from the Lord, and he's coming. He's coming as the judge of the living and the dead. He's coming as the bridegroom of the church. He's coming, and we need to be awake. We need to be watching. The church tells us as he came the first time and all the scripture prophecies were fulfilled, he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and all the scripture purposes will be fulfilled for his second coming. That's real. That is absolutely real. So I want to tell you today, we don't think about the baby Jesus now. We think about the bridegroom coming to take his bride to himself. Are you part of that bride? Are you a child of God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh? Well, I tell you, if you believe this, you are part of the bride. Men and women who believe and who have surrendered their lives to Jesus, I tell you, it is most important that we know who we are in Christ, that we are the children of God, that we are the light of the world, that we await the bridegroom, him coming, so that we might have a new life and have resurrected bodies. This is so beautiful. This is so beautiful. Are you part of the bride? If not, you just surrender. Lord Jesus, I surrender everything to you. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my whole being. We're looking now at 1 John. It's 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved. I love that word, beloved. Beloved. Oh, how we need the love of God. Let us love one another. Why? Because love is from God. I tell you, he's going to ask us, did you learn to love? Was your life a whole experience of learning to love? Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Do you love? Do I love? That is the most important question. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. Oh, yes. If we do not love, we do not know God. We say, well, I speak in tongues. You don't know God if you don't love. That's what the Word of God says. We need to love, and we need to borrow that love from the crucified Savior. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. God's love was shown in sending Jesus into the world, the true light of the world, the one who came from the Father's heart. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he first loved us and sent his Son as a propitiation, atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is God's love for us, that he sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for your sins, and especially for my sins, for our sins. This is God's word. He sent his Son to be the sacrifice for our sins. Your sins and mine. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. Here it is again. If we do not love one another, who we see, how can we say we love God who we don't see? No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. Love one another. I give you a new commandment on the night before he died, that you love one another as I have loved you, even unto death. The new commandment, to love one another as Jesus loved us, even unto death. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. Thanks be to God for the Holy Spirit. He has given you and I the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that testifies to Jesus. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Jesus is the Savior, not only of you and me, but of the world. The world has no other Savior but the Lord Jesus Christ. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Do you abide and say that Jesus is the Son of God? He is. He is the Son of God. And they abide in God who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Do I abide in love? Oh, I need to borrow the love from the crucified Savior. Oh, yes, there are people I find difficult to love. And you want to know why? Because they're just like me. I show a picture of this person just like me. So I find it hard to love that person with all the weaknesses that they have. You see what I'm saying? I really know that when I stop loving somebody, it's because they look like me. They have the same experience as I have. And I don't want to embrace them spiritually. But God calls us to love one another. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment. Yes, the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and we have boldness to enter into the presence of God. Because as he is, Jesus, so we are in this world. As Jesus is, so we are in this world. That's something. We need to know that we are Jesus in this world. We are the light of the world, borrowed as it is. We need to know who we are in Christ Jesus. I'll read that again. Because as he is, so are we in this world. We are. The only Bible that most people are going to read. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. We are Christ in the world by God's grace, by the grace of the living God. There is no fear in love, hallelujah, but perfect love casts out fear. Fear has to do with judgment, but we love one another and have passed from death to life insofar that we have loved the brethren. That's what the scripture says. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Are you afraid today? You don't need to be. Jesus loves you. Jesus has something for you. Jesus is calling you to be all his. It's so important not to be afraid. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. Fear is useless. Just trust Jesus. I told you the story about the man in another state who was just going to have an operation. and he happened to come to my YouTube page, and it was "Fear is useless, just trust Jesus." And he said something came over him. He was from Ohio. Something came over him. It was the presence of the Holy Spirit. He said, and I wasn't afraid anymore. It was the presence of the Holy Spirit. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with judgment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. What are we afraid of? God has given us His Son into the world. He is the Son of God. He has bled for us so that we would not go to hell. Oh, yes, we should be happy rather than fearful. You say, but we're supposed to fear God. Yes, in reverence. Reverence God. That's what the fear means. It's not, I'm afraid. No. No, it has nothing to do with being afraid. It has to do with reverencing God, because He is other than what we are. He is other than what we are. We love because He first loved us. We love because He first loved us. Oh, people, do you love Jesus? Oh, yes, we love Jesus. Are you sure you love Jesus? Very sure I love Jesus. Tell me why you love Jesus. This is why we love Jesus. Because He first loved us. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. Oh, yes. It didn't start with me or you. He decided to love you. If you want to read something about the experience of Israel, read the 16th chapter of Ezekiel. It's a beautiful chapter. God calls a people that were born on the bad tracks, on the other side of the tracks. He has done that for us, for you and me. That's the 16th chapter of Ezekiel. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers or their sisters are liars. God just tells us, if you hate your brother or sister, you're a liar. You need to love them. You need to love them. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. How can you say you love God when you hate your brother or sister? We can see our brother and sister. We do not see God. How can we say, I love God, if we hate our brother or sister? We can't. The commandment we have from Him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Oh, yes. It's very simple. Do you love God? Well, I'm going to ask you another question. Do you love your brothers and sisters? That's the question I want to ask you. If you do not love your brothers and sisters whom you can see, how can you say you love God whom you cannot see? Chapter 5 of 1 John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Messiah has been born of God. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ? Jesus is the Messiah? And everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know, not think, but know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey His commandments. And what is His commandment? That we love one another as He has loved us. That's His commandment. That we love God first, and that we love one another as He has loved us. For the love of God is this, that we obey His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. For whoever or whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Our faith in Jesus, our faith in the Son of God. This is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. You know, faith is so wonderful, so wonderful. Our faith in Jesus as the Son of God, our faith in Jesus as the Messiah, our faith in Jesus as the Christ. How can we say we love the Father if we do not love the Son? How can we say, I love the Son? Then you've got to love the Father who sent Him. Simple as that. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? You conquer the world by believing that Jesus is the Son of God. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? If you believe that, I believe it, you've conquered the world. And I tell you, the world as we know it is passing away. Oh yes, we live in a crazy world. The world is filled with darkness. We need to know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He has come in the flesh. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with water only, but with water and blood. He came with water and blood from His side. You see, Adam had Eve as God took one of his ribs from the side. Jesus sheds water and blood on the cross, and so the church is born. The people who love Jesus is born. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. There are three that testify. What are they? The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree. If we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is greater. Oh, yes. What's God's testimony? That He sent His beloved Son. That whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. That God sent His Son. Jesus is the Son of God. This is all so beautiful. All so beautiful. For this is the testimony of God, that He has testified to His Son, and those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony in their hearts. Do you believe in the Son of God? Then the testimony is in your heart. Oh, yes. This is real. This is real. Those who do not believe in God have made Him a liar by not believing in the testimony that God has given concerning His Son. And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. Oh, yes. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. Do you have eternal life? Eternal life is this, to know You, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. If you love Jesus, you have eternal life. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to Your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus Christ is the very Son of God, and we are sons and daughters in Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.